Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of standing up for Tahajjud Salat, leading Qiyamul Layl, the Salat that is read after the Isha Salah till the time of Subuh Salih, that Nafil Salah that is read is known as Tahajjud Salat. We explained the afzal is that a person sleeps and he breaks his sleep and he wakes up and he shows the level of servitude. However, a person brings the habit of reading at least 2 rakat or 4 rakat before he sleeps, so that in case I don't wake up, at least I know I got some part of my tahajjud. So he makes it part of his lifestyle that before he sleeps, he tries to read at least 2 rakat or 4 rakat. Better is to try and read 4 rakat if he can. And he makes niyat that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my niyat is to wake up for tahajjud. But if for some reason I don't wake up, at least I have performed this. And then that person that is in a habit already of reading the tahajjud, the day that his eyes don't open, the day that he doesn't wake up, then he still got a chance, right up till zawal, this person has got now a chance to read that salah that he must. It will be counted as though he has read his tahajjud salah. So he can read it at the time of ishraq, he can read it at the time of chasq, he still can read that salah. That salah is not lost altogether. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still giving us a chance to make up for that salah that we had missed at the night. Can read it during the morning period. Today's hadith and Ali radiallahu anhu and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taraqahu wa fatimata laylan. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anhu at night. Faqala ala tusalliyan, that will you not perform salah? Are you not going to perform salah? Meaning, are you not going to perform the tahajjud salah? This is a very brief part of the hadith actually. The hadith is much longer. What had happened was, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come at night, and he had seen that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha were sleeping. We learn something that because tahajjud is such an important salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would encourage his own family to read tahajjud. If it wasn't something so important, then he wouldn't go at night and wake up his own family to read tahajjud. So here we learn one lesson, is that our own family, we should constantly encourage them, not force them, but constantly encourage them that they should be doing virtuous act. Constantly encourage them to get involved in tahajjud salat, get involved in nafil. Yesterday we spoke about bringing a tartib in one's life, bringing a pattern in one's life. Encourage them also. Sometimes you find that the ladies may not be reading, but that pattern, if they try and maintain, even in those days that they are not reading salah, they still maintain that pattern, because at the time of tahajjud, they can wake up, they can still make zikr, they can still make dua, they can still turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they can also maintain that pattern even in the days that they are not reading. So these times, the Mubarak times in the morning, are very, very important. So from this hadith we learn, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and the home of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and asked him, are you not reading salah? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he replied at that time, this is a lesson for us. This is so that we can learn. He told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that our lives are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to wake up, we will wake up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like this answer too much. This is something that ulama explained is our sickness, our condition, our weakness, that we want to justify, all the time we want to justify our wrongs. This is a bimari, it is a sickness. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't like this answer. And he took his hand and hit it against his thigh. And he said, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. This insan likes to dispute a lot. This insan likes to dispute, likes to argue a lot. This is the fitrat of insan. That this is the quality that he has. That he wants to always give some type of answer. But anyway, this is a lesson for us that we should always try and accept. If somebody is showing us what is right, we should accept. This is a lesson. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read this ayat and Hazrat Ali radiallahu, this was made so that we can learn that this is something that we shouldn't be doing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just expressed his little bit disappointment. But what a beautiful akhlaq we learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't shout, he didn't say anything. He said this ayat, he mentioned this, and he walked away from there. In other words, showing us that this isn't something that you should fight about. This isn't something you should dispute about. You shouldn't. Although he could have said so many things, that this is such a mubarak time. You are the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the Ahle Bayt. How can you be sleeping at this time? He didn't say anything. He just left it like that, teaching us akhlaq. This is the way we should conduct ourselves with our families. So this was the incident. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is quoting this hadith. Imagine, this was the cleanliness of the heart. If we had done something like this, would we have quoted it? That we had said something, but the heart was so clean and people could benefit. That this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. He came to wake us up, to show us that this is very important salah. An Salim ibn Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, an Abihi radiyallahu anhum, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ni'mal rajulu abdullah lu kana yusalli min al-layl. Again from this hadith, we learn such a nice way of encouragement from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also needs a little bit of a background to this hadith. The Sahabi Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, he had a dream. So he had a dream and he related this dream to his sister. His sister was Hafsa radiallahu anha, who was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They both, Hazrat Hafsa and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, both the children of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha was married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had this dream, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, and he related it to his sister. Now his sister in turn related it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dream. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in replying to that dream, this is what he has said in his hadith. Such a beautiful thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'mal rajul Abdullah. That Abdullah is such a nice person. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, such a nice person he is. If only he would stand up in the night. If only he would stand up in tahajjud salat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just said it in this way. Such a good person he is. He praised him. He praised his good qualities. He's such a good person. But if only he would wake up at night in tahajjud and he would perform tahajjud. Qala Salim, فَكَانَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَا يَنَامُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Salim, Rahmatullah alayhi, who is narrating this hadith from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, he's saying that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, he would sleep very, very little at night. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, very, very little he would sleep at night. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just said this. What a nice person Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar is. If only he would perform tahajjud salat. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just had to say that. And after that, very, very little I slept at night. This was the quality of Sahaba. That when they were told something, immediately they would bring it into practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq. Often we hear so many hadiths, but we must also bring it into practice. Is something very important. Yesterday we mentioned just a few things so that a person can get in the habit of tahajjud. One of the aspects we mentioned, the person sleeps early. The other aspect that comes, as we learn from our teachings of our pious predecessors, is sleep on a light stomach. Sleep on a light stomach makes it easy for a person to wake up. The next thing ulama explained that we should do is try and bring a certain pattern in our lives. That pattern will make it easy for us to continue. So whether we are traveling, whether we are overseas, if it's possible, the person continues with the pattern, whether it is summer, whether it is winter, he continues with this pattern of tahajjud. So now this becomes part of his lifestyle. Another thing we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hafsa radiallahu anha, she says that on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sleep on a blanket, a matting, a thin blanket that he would sleep on that was folded into two. So on one occasion, she thought to herself, that let me take this and double it. So it was already folded into two, so double it, she made it four layers. Double, she made it four layers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at night he didn't notice that and he slept away. In the morning when he woke up, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that what had happened to my belly. She explained that I thought, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it will give you more ease, it will give you more comfort, so therefore I doubled it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't do this because this soft bedding has come in the way of my tahajjud salah. So from this ulama explained, is that don't sleep on a very soft bed. If possible, don't sleep on a very soft bed. Try and sleep on a little bit of a firm bed, on a bit of a hard bed. Because when a person is too cozy, then it becomes very difficult for him to wake up for tahajjud salat. So don't make oneself too cozy so that he finds it difficult to wake up for that tahajjud salat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.